Spectrum Business works with small businesses nationwide, so we know that running your own business means doing it all. Marketing, sales, inventory, customer service, and more. Spectrum One for Business helps you keep it all connected for just $49.99 a month. Get fast, reliable internet, advanced Wi-Fi with Security Shield, and a free mobile line for one low price. Stay connected and do it all with Spectrum One for Business. Only $49.99 a month. Go to spectrum.com/business to learn more. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
It's time for Tuesday Terror here on the Mutual Audio Network.
The following audio drama is rated PG for parental guidance recommended.
Lightning Bolt Theater of the Mind presents The Swamp. Written and post-produced by Tanya Mulevich. Starring Tanya Mulevich as Rachel, Amanda Furr as Alice, and Richard Garner as Blake. This radio drama falls under the Non-Commercial No Derivatives 3.0 United States Creative Commons license and is copyright 2011 to Lightning Bolt Theater of the Mind. Listen responsibly.
I'm getting up right now.
Good. Breakfast's ready. On the table. Cereal this morning. Didn't have time to fry any cold cuts.
Sounds good. Thanks, Mom.
I have to get going to work. Have a good day at school, okay? And I'll see you this afternoon.
Bye, Mom.
Don't they say if you think you're dying in a dream, you actually die in real life? I mean, I thought I'd never wake up. Is that the time? I gotta get going right now.
So make sure you study the equations for sine, cosine, and tangent. And study the graphs as well. You'll need all that for the midterm coming up this Friday.
The test's on Friday?
I've only been saying that for the past 2 weeks. If you had been paying a little bit more attention to my lectures, you would know that. Alright, now get to work on problem 58. We can go over your answers after that. Then I'll be giving you all a quiz on last night's homework. No grumbling. Get to work.
Rachel, can you show me your paper when you're done? I don't get this crap.
Okay.
No talking, please. Need I remind you? I mean, you're all supposed to be mature college adults, right?
Sorry I'm late, Professor. I had a little trouble finding your class.
It's not a problem, Blake. Find a seat and get to work on this problem on the overhead.
Sure.
He's so cute. All the girls want to date him.
I've never seen him before.
It's because he's new. This is his second day or something.
He looks so mysterious.
Tall and sexy.
I wouldn't mind dating him.
He probably already has a girlfriend.
I'll fix that. To us, he's sitting.
That's because there's no other empty chairs in this room.
Good way to burst my happy bubble, all right?
Sorry.
I am not going to repeat myself again. Stop the talking. We aren't in high school anymore.
Sorry, Professor.
Alice?
Huh?
You're not copying Rachel's answers, are you? This is a quiz.
What?
What? No, Professor. I wouldn't do that.
Let me take a look at your papers.
What?
Just as I thought. Alice, please step out into the hall for a second. I need to speak with you.
But, Professor...
I'll need to talk to you as well.
I didn't.
In the hallway, please, Alice.
I didn't cheat.
Rachel, Alice explained the whole situation to me. She copied from your paper. Naturally, she won't be returning to this class. You may move seats if you wish, or remain there. Let Alice's unfortunate choice be an example to the rest of you.
First?
Yeah, but...
They can't expel you for copying a few answers for a quiz.
I was about to graduate this year, too. I'm horrible at math, you know that. What did you mean my major?
Alice, you could have just asked me for tutoring sessions or something.
Too late now. And then too deep.
I'll stand up for you. I mean, we've always been there for each other. I won't let you down.
Why didn't you stand up for me in class?
Well, I mean...
I have to go now.
Okay, Alice. I'm sorry. Well, I'll see you.
Rachel? Come and help me with the dishes.
Okay. How was work?
Very busy today. I'm so tired. I think I'm coming down with something. I've been feeling dizzy and weak all day.
You've been getting enough iron for the last few days, right? You know what your doctor...
Stop worrying about that. I'm fine. I had some chicken for lunch today.
I just worry about you sometimes.
Shouldn't that be my line? You're too mature for your own good sometimes. Is there something bothering you, honey?
No. Why?
You just seem preoccupied.
I'm fine.
I forgot to pick up a few things at the grocery store last weekend. Need to drop by and grab some fruit and things.
Do you really have to go now? I mean, it's really snowing out there. They said it's gonna freeze in a half an hour.
There you go worrying again. I'll be fine. I know how to drive, and I've been doing it for many years.
But, Mom... Why do you need the fruits and stuff now?
I have to make that cake for tomorrow. It's for one of my coworkers. She's leaving the office, and her last day is tomorrow.
Oh, I see. When's Dad coming back from that conference in Philadelphia? Last time I talked to him, he didn't know.
This weekend, on Saturday evening, as a matter of fact. I miss him, too. I told him to get us some souvenirs.
So, you two aren't all pissed at each other over the divorce settlement anymore?
No, Rach. Nothing to worry about. I hear your dad's very happy these days.
Really? Why is that?
He's getting married to a very nice lady, from what I understand.
Oh, well, I guess that's good. How do you feel about it, Mom?
It's good that he's living his life. It's time we both moved on. We both love you, of course. That won't ever change.
I know, but... Dad's not really around.
I know he hasn't been calling you lately, but he's looking forward to making it up to you. His job's just crazy right now.
He always seems to have some sort of excuse.
I need to get going, but I'll be back in about half an hour.
Do you have your phone, Mom?
Yes. Don't worry, honey. I love you. Be back soon.
I love you too, Mom. Mom?
Is this Rachel Gray?
Yes. Who's this?
This is Detective Menderson of the State Police Department. I'm afraid I have some bad news for you, ma'am.
What? What do you mean?
You are Mrs. Renee Gray's daughter, are you not?
Yes, but what?
I'm afraid there's been an accident involving your mother, Rachel.
No. There can't have been. Please, no!
I'm afraid there has. This is going to be difficult for me to say and for you to hear, Rachel, but I'm afraid your mother didn't make it.
What? You can't mean that! No, she can't be. She isn't! How do you know that she's not just hurt? How do you know? She might be bleeding. You have to check!
Calm down. We need you to cooperate. We need you to come down with us to the station. I'll be at your house in 2 minutes. I need you to come with me so that you can identify the body. Then we're going to ask just some questions about your mother, where she was going, what kind of driver she was, those kind of things.
Is! Use the present tense. She's not dead. You're all lying to me. My mother is not dead.
Rachel, please, take it easy. Nobody's lying to you. Now, tell me, is there anyone else who we can contact about this, that is, about the situation?
My dad. I'll give you his information when you get here.
That's what we like to hear. Take it easy, kid. You'll get through this.
If only I could.
Now, Rachel, we're going to film this interview with you just so we can revert back to it later for details in this investigation.
I understand.
How long did you say your mom had been feeling ill?
She told me that she had been feeling sick to her stomach for the last couple of days.
A couple of days is vague, Miss Gray. We work with exact numbers. How many days?
Now take it easy, Davidson. She's in shock.
This is the best time to push the interrogation.
Let me do this.
Understood, Detective, but I'll chip in when I feel I need to.
Yeah. All right. Rachel, tell us, how many days is your mother feeling queasy?
2.
You were very worried about her, weren't you?
Yeah.
Why, Rachel?
Because she has had stomach cancer, and the doctors were worried that it might come back even after the chemo.
I see.
And where was she going? You know, if you had been watching the news earlier, you'd know that the weather reports recommended that people stay indoors tonight. It's close to 0 out there, and dropping. Where did your mother need to go in such a hurry?
Easy.
She had to go to the grocery store to pick up a few things. She was going to make a cake for one of her co-workers.
A cake, huh? What kind of driver was she?
A very responsible one. She always drove within the limits, and slowly in bad weather.
Oh, a likely story.
Enough. Rachel, we need you to come with us and identify her body, just so we're sure. Do you feel up to doing that?
I guess so.
You sure we should be doing this yet, Manderson? I mean, we're not done here.
We'll finish the questioning later. Right now, we need to do this. The chief needs a confirmation tonight.
And here we are. Step over here, Miss Gray, and we can get this over with.
Please don't let it be her.
But take it easy. You can have some time to prepare yourself.
No, I want this done with.
And here the lady is.
Mom, no.
Davidson.
No.
That'll be enough out of you. I don't need you making the situation worse. Remember, you're a rank detective.
Yes, sir.
All right, Rachel. Come with me now. It's okay. You've seen enough. You've seen enough for one night, kid.
I was hoping it wouldn't be her like that. Her face all broken like that. Her nose.
It's going to be all right. Come on, I'll take you somewhere more comfortable. Davidson, fill out the paperwork and send it over to the chief. We're done here.
I'll do that with pleasure, sir.
And while you're at it, look around and find your heart. Put it back in your chest where it belongs.
We were so close, Detective. My dad's all I have left now. I wish there was some way I could just bring her back.
Take it easy, kid. We'll take care of you. Come on.
I have to get to the pine trees. The moon's out tonight. The demon moon. It's blood red glow. I have a bad feeling about this. It's him! Coming for me. He's coming to drag me down again. I wish I could move faster. Need to move faster. My feet are so heavy. No, no, no. I must get to the green patch. Why can't I get any closer to it? If only I could reach it, I'd be safe.
I've almost got you.
Please. Mom?
You didn't save me, Rachel. You got me killed. What a great child you were. Look how you pay me back for all the love I gave you.
No, I didn't. It wasn't my fault. It wasn't my fault.
Come with me, my love, and we shall rest together in my underworld palace for eternity.
It was your fault for letting me die. Now, I have come to take you with me, Rachel.
Mom, please.
Almost got ya.
No!
All I have to do is put my hands around your neck and drag you down with me.
Now you're mine, Rachel.
Only a dream. Only a dream. I almost died. Okay, I'm at Aunt Rose's house. I'm safe. Poor Mom. I killed her. It was all my fault.
Excuse me. Mind if I sit here?
No.
I'm Blake.
I know. You're new here.
You're Rachel, right?
Yeah. I'm sorry. I'm not having a very good day.
We all have those sometimes. I'm sorry about your friend Alice.
Yeah, me too. She thinks I betrayed her yesterday for not standing up for her.
Hey, don't feel guilty. I saw your face. You were understandably confused. You couldn't have done anything else for your friend without looking suspicious yourself.
True. But why am I boring you with this? I'm sorry.
I'm a good listener. There's something else bothering you, isn't there?
Class will start soon.
We have 5 minutes. Tell me. I can help you feel better, Rachel.
What? What do you mean?
Tell me what happened, Rachel. Tell me what's hurting you so deeply.
My mother died in an accident yesterday. She went out to get some groceries and got hit by another car. She's dead.
It's not your fault. It was her time to die. You can't twist fate to your own will. Just let the guilt go, Rachel.
I can't. It's eating away at my mind, crushing me.
What else happened?
What are you doing to me?
Just helping you. Tell me.
You're somehow in my mind, aren't you? What are you...
Never mind what I'm doing. Just let yourself relax and tell me.
The dream.
What dream?
Swamp. Someone chasing me. Someone not human. My mother in front of me, rising out of the mud, accusing me of killing her. Of letting her die. The claws behind me reaching for my shoulders.
Enough! You will let the guilt go, Rachel. Let it slip away from your mind.
Yes.
Good. That's right. You will not remember this conversation. The only thing you will be aware of is talking to me about your friend and telling me about your mother's death.
Mentioning my mom's accident.
That's right. Now you will forget. Rachel? Rachel? Rachel, are you okay?
What? Oh, must have zoned out or something. I'm sorry.
No worries. I'm truly sorry to hear about your mother.
Me too. I guess it was her time to die.
Well, class will start any moment. Did you do last night's homework?
Didn't get to it.
I don't blame you. Listen, here's mine. You can copy it if you need to.
I think the teacher will understand.
Good point.
This lunch has no flavor. Gross.
Hey, Rachel? Mind if I sit here?
Alice, no, please do. I hope you're not still mad at me about yesterday. I'm sorry I didn't...
I'm sorry for yelling at you like that. It's just... Well, you know me. It's not your fault at all. Besides, I've dropped the class. I'm going to take a math course over the summer. That way, I can dedicate myself to the overload of work.
Are you taking it at another school or something? What about the honor board? Your expulsion?
I think the honor board will take care of it. And besides, something very strange happened today with your math professor.
What do you mean?
Well, she came up to me and told me that since it was a quiz, she wouldn't push the honor board to expel me. She sounded like she finally learned compassion, you know?
Wow, that's hard to believe.
And her eyes, they weren't exactly clear.
Are you sure? She's always as alert as a lion at night.
Tell me about it, but there was something strange about the way she spoke to me. Her voice sounded majorly distracted. She said she would go speak to the honor board right away. I really don't know what got into her.
It sounds like she got possessed or something.
Well, whatever possessed her did it at the right time, because I am really glad I didn't get expelled.
I'm happy for you, too. You're taking 3 classes now or something?
Nope. I decided to take an easy elective in math's place.
Oh, great.
Rach, are you all right? Your eyes are all dark and your face is all pale. You look, like, really bad.
Couldn't sleep.
Why?
My mom.
She's not back in the hospital, I hope.
No.
Then what?
She's dead.
What?
You heard me.
But how?
Accident. She went out to grab some groceries and...
But it was freezing out. Didn't you hear the news?
I tried to stop her.
It's not your fault, Rach.
I know. Detective Manderson told me the same thing.
They kept you at the station forever, didn't they?
After they took me down to the police station, they questioned me a bit. Then I had to identify her body, and then they let me go home. Then I couldn't sleep.
I'm sorry, Rach. And here I've been talking about my expulsion and boring you with all these unimportant details. Oh, gosh. I'm sorry, girl. Well,
nothing to be sorry about. It was her time to die.
What a thing to say. Who's taking care of you now? I hope you're still not in that house.
No, I'm staying with Aunt Rose until Dad gets back. They gave him a call and he's flying in this afternoon.
So when he gets back, what are you gonna do?
Deal with the funeral, then we'll see.
I'd like to be there.
You're invited. Blake will be there too.
Blake, you mean the hot guy from math class?
He sits next to me now.
Lucky you. Kick me out so he can sit next to you. I see what kind of friend you are.
It's not like that, Alice. He asked to sit next to me. I didn't impress on him.
All right. I was just joking.
Sometimes I wonder.
Hey.
Blake, we keep running into each other. Are you here studying?
I guess you could say that. Actually, I was doing a bit of light reading.
You call that light reading? It's got to be 3 inches thick.
I get through these pretty quick.
So, what you reading?
A horror novel. Vampires versus werewolves and all that.
Nice. Does it have demons?
Not this one. You interested in demons?
Well, I guess. I mean, I've been having this recurring dream.
About the swamp again?
You hit it dead on. I had it again last night. Only each time I have it, there seems to be something that's added to it.
What happened this time, Rachel?
My mom wasn't in it. Instead, I saw Rachel. She rose out of the mud in front of me. And there was a knife sticking out of her neck. She couldn't talk because her vocal cords were cut.
Curious. Did the demon get closer to you?
No closer than usual. Only towards the end of my dream, the green patch in front of me was fading away in the distance. It was getting farther and farther away from me. And I heard screaming.
You're screaming?
No, I think it was Alice. In her head. As she choked on her own blood.
You will let go of your uncertainty. You must feel scared. Let that fear fester inside you. Fear's good.
What?
What about Alice, Rachel? You saw her yesterday, didn't you?
What are you doing, Blake? Get out of my head!
Tell me! Was she jealous that I had spoken to you and not her?
Yes. She pretended like she was joking, but you could tell that she was jealous.
And that upset you, didn't it?
Well, a bit.
No. It angered you, Rachel. She has no right to be jealous. Besides, it was she who had been with all those guys before.
How do you know?
It doesn't matter, Rachel. All you feel towards Alice is anger.
Yes.
Let that anger fester until it becomes hatred. It will keep you strong.
Strong.
Snap out of it, Rachel.
What?
You zoned on me again.
Oh, sorry. That's embarrassing.
It's okay. Bad night last night?
Yeah, just been having trouble sleeping.
I'm sure it'll get easier.
Hope so.
So, did you come in here to do some studying?
Yeah, kinda, but I don't really feel like studying.
Look, Rachel, I know we've only known each other for a few days, but do you want to go see a movie with me sometime?
That would be fun.
Excellent. How about this weekend?
That new horror film's coming out Friday, right?
Yeah. You're into horror?
I love it.
It's got demons, I believe.
Can't wait!
I'll pick you up. Where are you staying?
At my Aunt Rose's house. I'll give you the address. My dad's staying at our house for now. He's packing up our stuff.
That must be painful for him.
Blake?
Hmm?
This is kind of an awkward question, considering we don't really know each other that well. But can you come with me to my mom's funeral on Thursday afternoon? It would make me feel... Never mind.
Of course I can go with you. Thanks for trusting me enough to invite me.
Yeah.
I am the resurrection and the life, saith the Lord. He that believeth in me, though he were dead, yet shall he live. And whosoever liveth and believeth in me shall never die. Now is the time for anyone to come up and say a few words about Mrs. Gray.
My mother was a hard-working, generous single mom. She did her best in life, despite the cancer. She raised me to appreciate life and always look at the bright side of things. She was one of the happiest people I've known. Mom, I'll see you again. And when I do, I know you'll be smiling and proud of me. It's only goodbye for a short while. Thank you.
Does anyone else have any further words of farewell?
Renee was my beloved
Rachel,
younger sister.
Are you okay?
I will miss you today.
Yeah. It's empty, but I'll be all right.
Rachel, I'm sorry. Really?
I know.
Hey, is it okay if I say a few things about your mom? I mean, I practically grew up with you.
Sure.
Thank you, my son. Are there any other words for Mrs. Gray?
Yes, Father. I would like to say something.
Then by all means, say what's in your heart.
Rachel's mother was like a second mother to me.
I'm sorry about all of this, Mom.
She was extremely
I'm sorry you had to die so soon. I'll make you proud of me, I swear.
My difficult
Would you like me to stay with you, Rachel?
I would love that, but only if you want to.
Of course. I have tonight free as it is.
Thank you, Blake. It means a lot.
Her death was an ironic tragedy. She died in an accident, opposed to getting eaten alive on the inside by cancer. In a way, the Lord did her a favor by taking her quickly. At least she didn't suffer much. Thank you.
Thank you, my daughter. Let us commend Anna Gray to the mercy of God, our Maker and Redeemer. Earth to earth, ashes to ashes, dust to dust, in sure and certain hope of the resurrection into eternal life.
So, despite us knowing one another for over a week, I barely know anything about you.
Not much to tell, actually. I grew up in Chicago most of my life, inner city. It was okay.
Did you grow up with your mom?
Well, Dad was there for a while, but then when Mom got sick, he was devastated. He couldn't deal with her cancer very well.
That must have been almost unbearable for you.
It was something I had a hard time accepting. He and Mom would fight about it all the time. He wanted her to get better overnight and stay that way. But you know how it is. She'd get better for a while, and then in the blink of an eye, she'd be sick again.
I'm so sorry. If this is too painful,
it's okay, really. You see, my dad left when I was 12, and since then, my mom's raised me on her own.
Didn't your father help?
Well, I mean, he paid child support for me and all, but he was never really there for me. I think that was the most painful thing about it all. My mother was getting sicker and sicker right in front of me, and I had...
And you had to deal with it alone. Rachel, I'm so sorry. I'm here for you now.
Blake, I don't want pity.
No pity involved. I'm just...
Thank you. But I don't know anything about you. Where do you hail from?
I'm from New York City. This city seems like a suburban town to me compared to the noise and crowds of Times Square at night.
Wow. You don't even have the accent.
Guess it didn't stick.
What part did you live in?
Manhattan.
Oh, nice.
Took the subway almost every day. I liked living there. You ever been?
No, actually. I'd love to go sometime.
We should plan a road trip sometime. Times Square is beautiful at night when it's all lit up. It's almost as bright as day.
I believe it. Can't wait for the movie on Friday. It's my first date.
You mean to tell me you've never been in a relationship before?
Nope.
I'm very surprised. Such a beautiful girl like you.
Blake, stop.
It's true.
I heard it's really good.
I don't doubt it. The director came out with a bunch of great pictures in the past.
Pictures?
You know, movies.
I know, but I didn't expect you to refer to them as pictures.
Call me old-fashioned, but I like the sound of the word picture rather than movie.
You're right. It sounds more authentic that way. I'm closer. Finally! Just a few hundred yards and I'll be there. That luscious patch of green, my only sanctuary. I have to hurry. Mom's out tonight. The demon. Why does it look like it's going to drip blood any moment? I have to ignore him.
Rachel, you shall not escape me.
Only 100 yards now.
I'm closer than you think, Rachel.
No. No.
I have your mother with me. And she wants her payment. A life for a life, Rachel.
No. It wasn't my fault.
I'm coming for you, Rachel. You killed me. For a life.
No, please.
I'm closer than you think.
No. It was only a dream. But the same dream. Why the hell do I keep having it? What's going on?
Rachel, your homework. A bit lower than I expected from you. You'll have to put more effort into this class if you plan to get at least a B.
I don't mean to cut in, Professor, but Rachel has just lost her mom. I think she deserves some leeway.
Of course. I'm so sorry to hear about your mother's loss, Rachel. Don't worry about the assignment. I'll drop the lowest grade.
What's wrong
with... I have no idea.
Have you seen Alice lately? She's missed class all this week.
Can't say that I have. Maybe she's sick.
Wait, she told me a couple days ago that she dropped this class.
Of course.
But come to think of it, I haven't seen her at all lately.
Will everyone please put everything away? I'm going to pass out your midterm examinations in a few moments.
I've got it! Okay, I can do this. Blake, come in.
Hey, Rachel, you look wonderful.
Thanks, you too.
You smell nice, too.
thanks.
Should we get going, or would you like to introduce me to your father first?
He's not here at the moment. My aunt's in the basement doing something right now, but I'm sure she'd love to meet you later.
All right, then. My car's right out front. You're so quiet. Something wrong?
I'm just a bit nervous.
I don't bite. See?
Yeah.
The dream, Rachel. Tell me what happened.
He almost got me this time. It's harder to run, harder to get to the green.
Good. He will have you tonight.
No, please.
He will take you to his palace. And there will be no escape.
But why, Blake? Why?
For my amusement, of course. But before that, I think you'll pay someone a visit.
Alice.
Yes. Rachel? Hey, are you okay?
Oh, sorry. Must have spaced out for a moment again. Nice way to make an impression.
No worries. I find it kind of cute.
I find you kind of cute.
Hey, relax. Why so tense?
I've never done this before.
Done what?
Been... alone with a guy who I'm attracted to before?
So you think I'm attractive?
You're the cutest guy I know. Okay, maybe that was a little too blunt.
Be as blunt as you want. I don't mind.
Okay. I really like you.
You're sweet. Now, relax. I won't do anything you don't want me to, all right?
Yes, I trust you.
Good.
What's the matter, H? You've been silent for the past 5 minutes.
Blake just dumped me.
What? Wait, you two are going out?
We did, on one date. And then he just dumped me.
The prick. He didn't even give you a reason?
No.
Oh well, honey. I'm sorry. We'll go out this weekend. You'll find somebody else. Someone nicer.
I think for now, though, I need a hug.
Sure. It's gonna be all right. Rachel! Why?
Because this is the only way to make it right.
Good, Rachel. Now, dip your fingers in her blood and smear them on the wall.
I will. Come on. Come on. Need to move faster. It's coming for me. It's a dream. It's a dream. Can't wake up.
done? Why? It's not getting closer. He'll grab me, suffocate me, drag me into the mud. I can't move. No.
Shan't escape me.
No, gotta move, gotta move. He's the apples in the green. If only I could taste one.
I will have you.
I can do this. Have to get there. It's safe there. No! Let me go! This isn't real!
You were promised to me long ago. Now, look at me, Rachel!
Why me?
Because you were chosen, my love.
No.
And because I'm starved for flesh.
Please!
I shall take you to my palace.
Scream!
After I feast on your heart!
As you all know, we have suffered a terrible, terrible tragedy here in our school. Two students, Alice and Rachel, have sadly passed away. The police are investigating what happened. I will now let you all go to the assembly where we will hold a memorial for our students. Their funerals will take place tomorrow afternoon, if any of you wish to attend. Now, before you go, is there anything any of you would like to say about Rachel or Alice?
If I may.
Of course. Go ahead, Blake.
I didn't know Rachel for long, but I knew her enough to say that she was a strong, loving person, and I'll miss her. I don't understand why she killed herself, but I wish I could have been there with her to talk her out of it.
Don't blame yourself, Blake. There are a lot of unanswered questions we all must have, but it's the police's job to investigate that. Now, if there are no further comments, you're all free to go to the assembly. Alright then, I'll see you Friday, and remember, there's a quiz on your homework.
Oh, great. Here, let me help you. I don't believe we've met. I'm Blake.
Marty, nice to meet you. I was Alice's friend. Well, actually, more like acquaintance. I'm sorry about Rachel.
Thank you. Here, let me hold on to your stuff until we get to the auditorium, if you don't mind. And that's quite a lot of books for you to carry around.
Yeah, being a philosophy major, I'll do that to you. Thanks.
No problem. The dream. It will begin tonight.
Tonight. The swamp.
That's right. Hey, Marty, are you alright?
Oh, sorry. Must have zoned out or something.
It's understandable. Should we go?
Yeah, sure.
The Swamp, cast list. Tanya Milojevic as Rachel, Amanda Furr as Alice, Richard Garner as Blake,
and the Demon,
Deborah Adams as Rachel's mother, Carrie Ayers as Detective Manderson and Rachel's uncle, Rish Outfield as Detective Davidson, Julian Bain as the math professor,
Lilith Kaesler as Marty,
Heather Grady as student one. Music was obtained from Jamendo.com. Check the show notes for the individual artists and the song details. The sound effects were self-produced and or obtained from freesound.org. That's the Free Sound Project. Please email us a comment or two. Leave them on the website, www.lightningbolttheaterofthemind.mypodcast.com, or feel free to email us at lightningtheater@gmail.com, and theater in both cases is with an ER. This radio drama falls under the No Derivatives Non-Commercial Creative Commons United States license and is copyright 2011 to Lightning Bolt Theater of the Mind. Thank you for listening.
Hey, Billy, why do you look so down?
Aw, Dad! I got a computer, a PlayStation, and a barn full of iguanas, and I'm still bored!
Gee, Billy, when I was your age, I would read lots of stories in pulp magazines. Oh, with stories of weird adventure and fantasy, horror, satire, and lots of action.
Wow! That sounds great, Dad!
Yeah, I sure wish there was something like that right now. There is, Daddy-O! Who are you? I'm Dr. Mary Von Rocksprocket, host of the Twisted Pulp Radio Hour. And now there's...
Yeah?
Twisted Pulp Magazine! What's that, Doctor? Why, it is a return to greatness! Available on all your digital devices! That is what it is! Look!
Whoa! Dad, this looks awesome!
Exciting and, dare I say it, very unwholesome. You definitely have that right, my good man. Ha ha!
Thanks, Dr. Mary.
My pleasure, Billy. And just between you and me, I am not sure that this man is really your father. Bye.
Dad?
Just read your Twisted Pulp magazine, Billy. Twisted Pulp magazine, available in dark alleyways behind meth labs everywhere, or at digitalvaudeville.com. That is digitalvaudeville.com.